Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. We honor the best gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation during this broadcast, especially the gifts of healing. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, please open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, and we will read our foundational scripture we have been using for this particular teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse 6 and we will read. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. So our Father is in the rewarding business to those who diligently seek him. Now, our last time together, we were talking about us as human beings and our likeness to God. In John 4:24, it says, "God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." So if God is a spirit, then we are spirits because we're made in the image of God. Please go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. So we are tripart beings, and the way we communicate with God is through faith. Amen. Now, faith is God's modus operandi or his mode of operation. There are certain athletes that routinely do the same thing over and over. For example, like Tiger Woods, he only wears a red shirt on the last day of a golf tournament, he wears red shirt only. That's his modus operandi. And he never deviates from that. Well, our Heavenly Father's modus operandi is faith. Faith comes by what you hear. And you will get no faith by reading the Bible. Now, don't be confused by what I'm saying. I did not say you should not read the Bible. I said you would not get any faith from reading the Bible. The Bible says you are to be diligent to present yourself to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. That's found in 2 Timothy 2:15. It does not say anything about presenting yourself to get faith. Faith only comes by what you hear. What you get when you read and study the Bible is revelation knowledge. God is a God of order, and He has designed the system to work that way. Faith comes by hearing. That is why it is so important that what you hear is extremely important, because whatever enters in through your ear gates is what is going to affect your faith, either positively or negatively. That is why so many Christians do not have any active faith going on for them, because they are going to churches where they are not hearing the Word of God. They are hearing about the Word of God. They are hearing about God, but they are not really hearing what God is saying based on His Word. Amen. Faith comes, and if faith comes, it must come from somewhere. And it must not have been there before it came. Because if it had not come there, it would have already been there. Faith comes by hearing. Faith, as we've learned, is always present tense. Notice what it does not say. It does not say, so then faith comes by having heard. Oh, you know, people will say, oh, I've heard that. Oh, I heard that last year. I don't need to call in to the service today. Pastor McIntosh is going to say the same thing, and I've heard that. No, the word does not say that. It says faith does not come by having heard. That would be past tense. That would mean that you would not only have to hear it only one time. It does not say that. It says faith comes by hearing. That word hearing is present tense, and that means continue, which means it goes on into infinity and never stops. It goes on and on and on. Faith comes by hearing. That is why you have to keep hearing it at all times. And every time you hear it, it will stimulate, or it should stimulate, your faith. Now think with me for a moment. It says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, correct? Therefore, faith and the word of God are synonymous terms. They basically mean the same thing. You cannot have one without the other. It's like the wet with the water. If you jump into the water, you're going to get wet. If you hear the word of God, you're going to get faith. Amen, amen. Faith cannot be separated from the word. Faith comes with the proclaimed word of God. That is why it is so important what you hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, with that in mind, faith and the Word of God being synonymous, you can interchange them. Now, let's go back to Hebrews 11, verse 1. And I will read a paraphrase version of what that verse says. And let's see if it registers in your spirit. But first, before I read the paraphrase version, I will read as it is written, and then I will read the paraphrase edition. Now, Hebrews 11:1 says this: Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now I want to interject Romans 10:17. So I will read Hebrews 11:1, and then I'm going to continue and read Romans 10:17. So it reads like this: Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Did you see how that flow and all connects together? Amen. Now let me read the paraphrase version of Hebrews 11:1, and let's see if we can agree with how it flows. It says, Now the word of God is the substance, the tangibility, or the materiality of things hoped for. The word of God is the proof or evidence of things not perceived by the senses. Can we agree with that? That is why knowledge of the Bible is so important. The Bible is the proof. The Bible is our evidence. How do I know that I'm healed? Well, because God, the Bible says so. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. And if it is impossible for God to lie, then it must only be possible for God to tell the truth. Amen. Now go with me, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Proverbs, chapter 8. And when you're there, we're going to read verse 6 and 8. It is impossible for God to lie. Okay, Proverbs 8, 6 through 8. And it says, Listen, for I speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. So if God says I am healed, then I must be healed. Yeah, but Pastor John, I don't feel like it. Remember, faith is the evidence, not how you feel. We have to guard what we hear because it affects your faith positively or negatively. Faith comes by hearing. We need to be sure we are hearing what God says. Amen? Now, we must understand that false belief comes from hearing error. False belief comes from hearing error. Faith comes by hearing. Just because you are in a sanctuary, that is no reason not to be cautious of Satan, because he has infiltrated the church years and years ago in the area of music, for instance. He has inspired a lot of songs to be written that are completely worthless in reference to the Word of God. Many are really anti-word songs without people realizing it. It is not a matter of anyone's sincerity or sincerity in writing a word in writing a song, excuse me, but you have to be careful what you listen to, because whatever you hear is going to affect your faith. Some of the things that you think about people from an ethnic point of view are the results of what you have heard either in your home or with your peer group. You may have never met or had any contact with certain ethnic groups in your life, and yet you may have a definite opinion about people of other ethnic or cultural backgrounds. You form these ideas from what you have heard. You have a lot of faith for those ideas because of what you heard. Let me give you a perfect example. I used to work for AT&T, and one of my coworkers was a person from the Philippines. And I'm going to just use his first name. His name was Eddie A. And he and I became real good friends, and I am godfather to his oldest daughter. Anyway, he told me of a story when he was living in the Philippines before he and his family moved to the United States. Now, we are talking about faith for what you hear in regards to other ethnic groups. The Philippines has at least 5 Air Force bases and 1 naval base that they allow the U.S. to use. Now, before Eddie moved to the United States, he had contact with a few of the military personnel there. And one day, he was on the beach, and he was staring at the black soldiers who were there at the beach relaxing, enjoying their day off from their military duties. And one of the servicemen asked Eddie, what was he staring at? And Eddie answered nothing, but he continued to stare. Then when Eddie and I were discussing this, Eddie told me he had heard from the white servicemen to be careful of the black people because they had tails. That is why he was staring at the soldiers on the beach. It was something he had heard from another ethnic group about another. And since Eddie did not have any contact with blacks, this is something that he believed. And so he was staring at these military people to find out if they had tails. Be careful what you hear, because it can affect your faith and personal life. You form those ideas by what you heard. You have a lot of faith for these ideas because of what you heard. And that is what happens with Eddie. Until he heard the truth, by the way, Eddie is now a born-again Christian and has his own ministry in Los Angeles. Amen. All I am trying to say is that many people have these ideas, and most of them because of what they've heard. Now, let me give you another example. Dr. Michelle and I were over at my brother's house from some special occasion. I can't remember, was it a birthday or a holiday? But we were over there for dinner. We were sitting around talking about different things, and my brother knew we attended this particular church. And he said to me, I heard. Now remember, he said, I heard. Now what comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing. So he said he heard that you have to pay to sit in the inner circle of the faith dome. So I asked him, I said, where did you get that from? And he said, a friend of a friend told him. A friend of a friend told him. False belief comes from hearing error. So I corrected him and told him his friend was mistaken and didn't know what he was talking about. And he was being used by the devil to spread lies. But what really disappointed me was my brother knew that my wife, Dr. Michelle, and I were members of this particular church. And why didn't he come and ask us instead of listening to hearsay and repeating those lies. We have a lot of faith for a lot of negative things because what we have heard all our lives. We never thought there was anything relative to our faith based on what we heard. And we have been repeatedly saying those things, like my brother saying those things about our former church. Every time you are saying it, you are hearing it, and you are reinforcing your faith for it without realizing it. Unconsciously, you are developing a negative faith. We have to be careful about what you hear because it's going to affect your faith. If you are not hearing the right thing, you will have a negative faith and you will not have the kind of faith you need to believe for the things in the kingdom of God. Amen. As born again believers, those who call themselves followers of Christ, then I believe you must be a principle-driven person. I have made a commitment to be faith-driven, and that is in every area of my life. And as pastor of this congregation, no one will be able to point a finger at me and say, if John had not lived such a shoddy life, I would have been better. No one will be able to say that about me because I have made a commitment to live right. That is why I stopped doing certain things that did not line up with the Word of God. This is not to say that I am better than anyone or that I am perfect or innately have some God-given capacity to do what is right. But I have found out that living a life of principle boils down to making a decision. And that decision comes down to your free will. What I do or not do is simply a matter of choice. So, I have chosen to live a life of faith. Now, please go to Mark chapter 4, verse 24. And I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified Bible. And Jesus is speaking, and it says, then he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. By your own standards of measurement, that is, to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply God's wisdom, it will be measured to you, and you will be given even greater ability to respond, and more will be given to you besides. Amen. To those who hear, you receive God's good news. More spiritual truth will be given. Let me repeat that. To those who hear, who receive God's good news, more spiritual truth will be given. As a growing believer, you must be receptive and teachable. I know you enjoy the fellowship of praise and worship before service because it assists in setting the atmosphere for the word to be taught and allows the Holy Spirit to be shown in all his glory. What is the purpose of church services? Why do we come together to fellowship as a group or as a body? Well, let's see what the Word of God says about it. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. And we're going to read verse 19 through 25. And it says this, therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter into this holy place, the place where God dwells by means of the blood of Jesus, by this new and living way, which he initiated and opened for us through the veil as in the Holy of Holies, that is, through his flesh. Verse 21, and since we have a great and wonderful priest who rules over the house of God, let us approach God with a true and sincere heart, in unqualified assurance of faith, having had our hearts sprinkled with sprinkled cleansed from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Verse 24, and let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds, and forsaking our meetings together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more faithful as see the day approaching of Christ's return. But you know what? I'm out of time. But please return next week again, where we continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.